Tri-County's local sports leader. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good afternoon. Welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here today on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. We have the Sydney girls hosting at Unitigo. A piece of pizza being delivered to me pregame. I love this. How about that? So, well, how about we take a picture after the pregame show is over? How about that? We'll explain that during today's broadcast. We had a whole hot dog thing last night. If you're on Twitter, you know about it. If not, we'll explain it to you. But want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show here. Butler has the biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. I'm joined by Rich Turnbull. Rich, good to have you back again. There's a lot of people in here. I didn't know what the weather, how it would go, but the rivalry game brings them out.
First, Nate, my pleasure to be here. I love calling a game in Sydney with you. These are two great teams, and you are right. We have a lot of people in Sydney tonight to watch these two great teams play each other. A lot of well-known people, a lot of AAU coaches, a lot of other coaches in the area. I'm guessing not a lot of other games going on. So why not come down to Sydney and watch a good one here?
A pretty quiet day on the local schedule. No boys games of the teams that I cover locally. So it was a pretty quiet boys day. For the girls, there was four games locally, this being one of them. And a lot of MAC teams were off. So I think the big thing was everybody played last night. Then they want to come here today, watch this. I know a lot of people, the JV game went a little long. So a lot of people were texting me that are watching on the stream, watching on the internet, saying, hey, when's that game going to start? So there's just a lot of anticipation around this game. I look around the gym, I see players and coaches from Walton and UV and all over the MAC, Green, BG, you name it. So a lot of intrigue on this game today.
Certainly has a big feel. You got big-time players playing today. You got big-time teams playing today, both on the top of the MAC standings. When you called me, I was pretty excited to come over here because I actually like good basketball. This is going to be a great game. So I'm excited to see Sirigliano play, Lizzie Kraft play. Two of the better players in the area. It's going to be a good one.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the MAC standings. The girls are split up into two divisions. And this division right now between Delhi, Unitigo, and Sydney is really tight. So this game does mean a lot today. We'll talk about that when we get back. If you ever want to look at the MAC standings, all available on natelull.com. Just click on standings and you can see any of the leagues that we cover right there. And I update them every day. So they're always very up to date. So we'll take a break. Sydney hosting the Unitigo girls. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you live here from the land of the Sydney Sabres. I'm getting used to it, folks, as the Sabres host the Unitego girls. Let's look at the division standings right now in the MAC. These are up to date as of this morning. Delhi coming in with a division record of 2-0. 4-1 in the MAC, 7-2 overall. Right behind them is Sydney at 1-0 in the division, 4-0 in the league, and 5-2 overall. So Sydney doesn't have that league loss, but in terms of the division, I would put them a little bit behind Delhi at the moment. Unitego 1-1 in the division, 4-1 in the MAC, and 6-3 overall. Unitego comes in losers of three straight and losing to Delhi on the road on Wednesday on a game we did right here on WCDO. So that was tough. I think a lot of Unitego fans still a little stunned. They dug themselves an early hole in that game. They made a great comeback, but Delhi played very, very well. Had a good defensive strategy, I thought, the other night. We'll see what Sydney decides to do here. But this, because of that, has turned into a huge game for Unitego. And you can't ever forget Walton Downsville and DH are also in the division. And Walton Downsville, especially, a tough team that could come and sneak up on teams. So, I mean, for Unitego and for both these teams, huge division game here.
I was really surprised the other night following along to the Delhi game. I was listening to most everybody else on the radio. And I covered the game with you when they Unitego played at BG, and I was kind of expecting more of a competitive game. And Delhi got out to a 25-point lead, and I think it was just shocking. But then Unitego made a good run back in the second half to get back into the game. And I think you were right, that box and one on Bailey McCoy, right? That's what it was. It was a little bit of a surprise. I haven't seen that. And I would have to think over the last few days, Unitego's been working on that, because the word might be out that that is an Achilles heel, so to speak, to beat up on Bob Z's Unitego Spartans. So we'll see what Sydney does tonight. I'll be interested. They have a little bit of a different, you know, player in Sirigliano. I don't know if they're going to put her on Bailey McCoy, but it'll be nice to see. I'm kind of hoping Sirigliano plays Lily Kraft one-on-one in just a straight-up matchup.
I think that's, if I had to guess, I think we'll see a Sirigliano versus Kraft type of matchup here. But you never know. Both these coaches love to keep everything close to the chest and not really show what they're going to do. So I wouldn't be surprised no matter what happens here.
Well, we're 30 seconds away, so we're going to find out real quick.
Yeah, well, again, welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show here. Butler, of course, has the biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. It's been a busy and exciting week. And again, a quiet night here, a quiet afternoon, I should say. So I think a lot of eyes are on this game. And great to see everybody coming out. There was a lot of chatter, would this game get pushed up or postponed because of the weather? And again, if you are driving around out there today, please be careful. Or if you decided to stay home, we're glad to take you the rest of the way. So, yeah, should be a great one here. And we're going to take a break for the national anthem, the starting lineups. So we'll be back here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons.
Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Watch Sunday football at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, and you'll get to order from the exclusive in-house only game day menu. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Have fun perusing the local high school sports wall of fame. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, open Tuesday through Sunday. That same iconic atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We will provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Law, Rich Turnbull with you here. Rich, any final thoughts as we head in? I mean, this is the matchup you wanted right at midcourt, Sirigliano jumping up against Kraft.
I think my thoughts are, can Unitigo get away from this losing streak? And Sydney's at home, so the advantage is probably Sydney, I'm thinking, maybe. I'm just looking for a good close game. Good crowd, good game. Sirigliano stays out of foul trouble. Every game I've ever kind of called of hers, whenever she stays out of foul trouble, gets 20 points. Sydney's usually good. So I'm thinking maybe Sydney here, probably.
Unitigo's in the road green uniforms with the white trim. Says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. And the official,
and of course,
official just having a last-minute word here.
All this anticipation, and that's what he does, right?
And Sydney is in the home whites with the maroon and the gray trim. I think he was being very picky about how they were lining up there.
Her foot was in the circle.
And he was making sure that wasn't going to happen. So we're underway. Unitigo wins the tip, but a steal by Michaela Bales here, tied up jump ball, is going to give it back to Sydney. And Michaela Bales, not one that's going to score a ton, but is going to give you scrappy defense every night for Sydney.
Already 13 seconds in the game. You can feel the energy in the gym. This is going to be a good one.
Sydney with the ball with Bella West coming across midcourt. We'll get you those starters in just a minute. As here is Miley kicking one back out for Ava Sirigliano. A jumper there. No, she traveled. So here's our starters for Sydney. A senior number 2, Ava Sirigliano. A junior number 4, Bree Taylor. A junior number 10, Bella West. Senior number 12, Michaela Bales, and a sophomore number 44, Nayla Miley. Quickly for Unitigo, starting is senior number 2, Bailey McCoy, junior number 10, Madison Bertzel, freshman number 11, Harley Bertzel, a senior number 20, Caitlin Hend, and a junior number 22, Lizzie Kraft. Unitigo with the ball, left side, Harley Bertzel goes back to Kraft in the paint, takes it through and steps in and scores, and a big first bucket there for Lizzie.
So Sydney's showing a little bit of a pressure with a quarter-quarter zone, three-quarter-quarter zone, and Kraft gets it in the middle and puts it in nicely for two.
Michaela Bales with a long two here for Sydney. Off the back of the rim, rebound for Kraft underneath. Outlet pass to McCoy. And here comes Bailey across the Sydney S at midcourt. Chance of defense from the student section. They go to McCoy. Now down low for Kraft on the right low block. Outside, Harley Bertzel, three, too strong. Rebound far side for Henn. Back out McCoy. Jumper for Bailey is good. And a 4-0 lead for Unitego over Sydney. Sydney to the left side for Michaela Bales. Tries to go back to Sirigliano, and they like to play Ava despite being so tall at the top of the key, and she's okay with that. Tries to pass it to the interior, intercepted by Kraft, and Unitego a hot start here and doing well on defense. Back down the left side, Unitego 4, Sydney nothing. 6:15 to go first quarter. Madison Bertzel, top of the key, going to the right side. Now high post, Kraft, turnaround shot for her. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Ava with a rebound. Here comes Sirigliano. Gets to midcourt, dribbles through traffic, and tries to loft one up to Nayla Miley. Tipped out of bounds, last touch by Sydney, going back to Tego.
So Sydney's showing a 2-3 zone. Unitego's attacked it differently two times. First time, they go inside the Kraft from the foul line, and she attacks the basket. Second time, Bailey McCoy with a nice shot. So Unitego attacking this 2-3 zone differently every single time, which is pretty unique.
Here is McCoy in the backcourt. Floats one ahead for Madison Bertzel. 5:50 to go, first quarter. Unitego girls leading on the road 4-0 over Sydney. Lizzie Kraft down low, blocked by Sirigliano. And Nayla Miley comes out of the fray with the ball. Miley down the left side. Stops, and now we'll push it back out. Bales, far side, Sirigliano. Pump fakes to the high post. A floater for Ava, too strong. Gets her own rebound, though, and pulls it out. Sirigliano in the left corner. Goes back to the far side for West. Her jumper died on the front of the rim, and there's Harley Bertzel with a rebound. Outlet pass to McCoy, and here comes Unitego. Chance of defense. Student section's in it today. Like to see that. Here's Kraft at the high post. Works one out for Bertzel. Jumper in the paint for Harley is short. Nayla Miley with a rebound. So it's still 4-0. A steal by Bertzel, but she got it with her foot. So it'll stay with Sydney. 5:03 to go in the first. 4-0 lead for Unitego.
Really up and down, up and down. Both teams are pressing. Lots of energy in the gym. And really both cities just really hasn't gotten a lot of good looks yet.
Sirigliano. Breaking the pressure, gets to midcourt. Stolen away here by Harley Bertzel. Picked her pocket, and Harley with a breakaway layup and hits it. And Harley Bertzel scores, and a timeout taken by Coach Pierce. Unitego 6, Sydney nothing. 4:50 to go first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A 6-0 lead for the Unitego girls over Sydney. Nate Lowe and Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. And Sydney's able to get across midcourt here, break some pressure. They try to go up over the top to Nayla Miley, and it's going back to Unitego. They throw it away again.
So Unitego showing kind of like a 1-3-1 half-court press, and they're trapping as soon as they come over the half-court line. As Sydney's really, really struggling trying to break that press.
Unitego with the ball at midcourt. They get out of a little traffic jam there. They find Bertzel, air balls a three, and a rebound here for Miley on the far side. Outlet pass, walking it back up the floor now. Here is Nayla Miley. Her jumper is short. Both teams scrambling for the rebound, and Caitlin Henn rips it down. She's tough on the interior, doesn't get a lot of credit for it. Now Unitego throwing it away. Bertzel tried to loft one to the far corner. It was too tall there for Kraft and out of bounds.
So Unitego's not pressing all of a sudden. They're falling back into a zone. So since the timeout, they haven't shown a press. It looks like a 2-3 zone for Unitego.
Yeah, both teams throwing some different looks at each other here. In the early going, Sirigliano, a deep three off the pass from Miley, too strong. Off the back of the rim, Henn with another rebound for Unitego. off to the races with Bailey McCoy. A pass ahead for Bertzel on the baseline. Kicks it out for Harley Bertzel. Now to Kraft at the right elbow. To the low post, and then she got fouled as she got tied up on the right low block with 3:48 to go first quarter. A 6-0 lead here for Unitego over Sydney.
One thing that Sydney is certainly doing is when Kraft gets the ball down low on the block, they're all collapsing to her. So Kraft's going to have to be strong with the ball, turn, and try to find one of the open shooters for Unitego if they're going to be successful tonight.
Bella Conroy checks in for Sydney, the eighth grader that they've brought up from JV. I've been impressed with her. She's tough. Here's Unitego with the ball. Ivy Tice, the freshman, is in for the Spartans. A lot of youth on the court here. Here's McCoy, right side for three, left it short. And Sirigliano with a rebound. Bailey might have rushed that one a little bit. 3.5 to go here in the first. Left side of the floor now for Michaela Bales. And Unitego using this 2-3 to really push Sydney back up towards midcourt. Into the corner now for Miley. Steps in for a 15-footer, well off the mark. Ball is loose, scooped up by Bree Taylor. We got a jump ball, and it's going back to Unitego. And the Spartans defense has been tough here, Rich.
Yeah, Unitego is extending, like you said, almost to what I would call the white line on the Sydney court. And they are really, really struggling just to get a good shot. Sirigliano's, you know, passing it off to the wing, and then once it gets to the wing, they aren't getting anything clean after that.
And now it's taken away. And a steal for Sydney. Conroy puts it up and is fouled off of the initial miss there by Bales. And this will send Bella Conroy to the line.
Halfway through the first quarter, this might be the first shot that they have taken inside the key all game, as Sydney's most of their shots have been around the three-point line or mid-range jumpers. So Sydney finally getting inside off a steal off the press.
Conroy hits the first one at the line, and maybe that's what Sydney needs, just see one go through the hoop. And again, Bella Conroy, the eighth grader, who's got a lot of shifty speed. I've liked her game since Coach Pierce brought her up. Second shot for Conroy, no. Rebound, Lizzie Kraft. And so it's Unitego 6, Sydney 1, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Left side now here for Harley Bertzel to McCoy. Wheels it around to the right side for Ivy Tice. Now back to Avery James. And they'll go to the high post now for Kraft. A good move down low, kicks one out. McCoy, her jumper is short. Rebound goes to Sydney. Here's Bales down the left side. She wisely pumps the brakes and pulls it back out here with 2:40 to go in the first. Bales to the left side, still looking for options in front of the Unitego bench. And now it was deflected. Goes to Sirigliano. Floats one down low for Miley. Pull-up jumper for her. No, but she is fouled. And Nayla Miley will go to the line.
Both teams are expending a lot of energy right now. It's a really, really fast-paced game so far. It's going to... You know, we're going to see the effects of this as the game goes on. Are they going to be able to sub as much? Are they going to get worn out? Are you going to see a lot of bad shots being taken? It's almost like neither team has really settled in yet halfway through the first quarter. There's just a lot of energy and a lot of going back and forth here.
Miley misses the first shot at the line, so Sydney trying to crawl back into this, but the foul shooting hasn't helped. Second shot coming here for Miley at the line. Hits it. She gets that to go. So it's 6-2 with 2.5 to go here in the first quarter.
It's almost like one of these teams has to settle down and get really comfortable, and then you're going to see a little run happen.
Here's Kraft to the right side, finds Tice, who will work one back out to Bertzel. Tice decided not to go up with it. Now a kick by Sirigliano. We'll get a stoppage of play here with 2:15 to go in the first. 6-2 our score. So on the baseline, this will be McCoy to the left of the hoop looking to get it in. We'll get a reset on the shot clock here. And
yeah, it was a kickball, so it should be a reset on the shot clock. The referees are getting together. It was certainly a kick. So
they're going to put the shot clock back to 17
because
now.
Because there was no change in possession.
And so they're going to get that set, and so McCoy will still do the inbounding.
Yeah, you only go back to, I think it's 15 or 17, if it was a kick, if there was no change of possession. If it was a change of possession, it would be a complete shot clock change.
Spartans get it in here to James, to the right side to McCoy, to the interior now, Lizzie Kraft. A little fadeaway jumper, no, and Sirigliano says, give me that, and grabs the board. Sirigliano ahead, finds Miley, pull-up jumper for her, in and out. Boy, Sydney cannot buy a bucket right now. And a rebound for Avery James, slapped out of bounds. They'll stay with Tego, though.
As soon as Unitego gets a rebound, there are two City girls on them every single time, lots of energy. The thing on the Unitego side is Kraft has not looked comfortable yet because they collapse on her in the zone. As soon as she gets the ball, everybody collapses on her. Right there is a good example. She travels.
Yeah, traveling violation on Kraft at midcourt as she was double-teamed. And so Sydney will get it in the backcourt here, but a steal by McCoy on the inbounds and finds Avery James, and she's hammered and fouled. Can't get her shot to go, and she'll head to the line.
That's a great veteran play by Bailey McCoy. A lot of younger players would just go and force that layup up. She settles down, lets the play develop in front of her, and finds her teammate cutting to the basket. What a smart play by Bailey McCoy there.
And so this will send Avery James to the line here for Sydney. And her first shot is up and good. Avery with some big minutes off the bench for Coach Z. Second shot coming for Avery here as Unitigo now leads 7-2 and make it 8-2 with a 1:45 to go in the first. Sydney near midcourt, giving it back to Sirigliano across the Sydney S, trying to settle in on offense here. It's been tough for Sydney. Conroy steps in, wants that three, and is fouled. Just got it on the wrist. I think they'll get this on McCoy here. And Conroy's going to go to the line for three.
As I just give her a lot of credit for making a good, smart veteran play on the one side, that was not a good, smart veteran play on this side, fouling a three-point shooter well beyond the arc. She regrets that already just looking at her. She's upset at herself.
Conroy to the line and misses the first. Sydney has had a chance at the line to claw back in here, but they haven't been able to take advantage yet.
One interesting development is I believe that's the second foul on McCoy. She's very, very vital to the Unitigo side. Will they leave her in with two fouls, not even through the first quarter yet?
I think she's going to come out here as Madison Bertzel's back at the table. Conroy missed the second shot. The third for Conroy. She missed all three. And a rebound for Unitigo. They come up empty on that trip there. Sydney does. James back across midcourt. They go to Harley Bertzel. Steps into the paint. Got stripped by Michaela Bales. Tied up. We got a jump ball or a foul?
We got a foul.
Wow, so a foul on Unitigo. McCoy's going to come off. That's a foul on Harley Bertzel. So how will Unitigo handle this? McCoy, their main ball handler, to the bench with 1:24 to go in the first quarter, and we'll see how long Coach Z decides to sit her. 8-2 our score. Unitigo girls leading Sydney on a snowy Saturday here from Sydney Central School. Conroy passes to Sirigliano. Her jumper, no. Buckled off the side of the rim. Bree Taylor with a rebound, and she's fouled as she put it back up. So another chance here for Sydney from the line.
This is certainly a defensive struggle on both, or not a struggle, just a defensive gem, I would say, on both sides. Both playing really, really good D. Neither team can really get in a good rhythm. And it's going to be interesting to see how Unitigo handles the pressure of Sydney's defense, who pressures the heck out of the ball without McCoy in the game.
Taylor at the line gets the first one to go. I thought going into the Delhi-Unitigo game, this is what it was going to be like. Very, you know, low-scoring defensive battle. That game turned out to be kind of a tale of two halves on offense for those teams. This game so far, as Taylor makes the second one, has kind of been a low-scoring affair. 8-4, Unitigo leading Sydney, 1:10 to go here in the first, and they throw it away.
And that's where you see right there, McCoy not with the ball and not in the game. And the new point guard comes up and throws it away immediately. This might be advantage Sydney. This is the time for Sydney to make a run.
Maya Paul into the game now for Sydney. And they are certainly not lacking for size, as Maya is another post player that they can bring in off the bench. Michaela Bales, left side. They try to go to Paul immediately, and it was tapped away. Good defense by the Spartans. 55 seconds to go in the first. Unitigo leads 8-4. Here is Bertzel looking for a screen. Bounce pass. Harley finds Madison. Now down low here for Lizzie Kraft. A little step through, up and under for Lizzie. No, and a rebound for Miley. She lost control of the ball, tries to save it near the scorer's table, diving into the scorer's table and somehow saved it. Not sure how she did. Got it to Sirigliano, to Bales. And Michaela in front of the Unitigo bench has it knocked away. Let's go back to that dive out of bounds. What did you see there, Rich?
You certainly can't. Just a lot of great hustle. Oh, my goodness. She sold out completely when, I don't even know how to explain it. It was amazing right in front of us.
It was pretty much head first into the scorer's table, and she came out unscathed. Unitigo fans want a call in front of their own bench. They don't get it, but they do get a steal from Madison Bertzel. Her breakaway layup, no. Harley Bertzel tries to follow it up. That won't go. out of bounds, then going back to Sydney with 12 seconds left, and this has turned into a football match here.
I will say this certainly, that the referees are letting them play on both ends. Not a lot of fouls on either side, and it's just going back and forth. It does feel like a good old-fashioned Route 7 football match.
Sydney's going to have a chance here late in the quarter. It's stolen away by Unitigo, and then we have a foul with 3.7 seconds left.
See, that's a kind of a silly foul there. So far away from your basket, just putting pressure on the ball handler, but you really don't need to have Sirigliano pick up a foul there.
No, that's a tough break if you're Sydney. Both teams just a little bit sloppy here. 3 seconds left. Will Unitigo get a shot off? And they will at half court. That was dangerous for Sirigliano. She went to block that and did, but boy, if she gets whistled for a foul there, they're in trouble. Anyways, end of the first quarter, it's 8-4. Unitigo girls on top of Sydney. It's a slugfest, so stay tuned here on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. The Unitigo girls lead Sydney 8-4 after the opening quarter. A very physical contest so far. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you here. Also, thanks for listening on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. I know a lot of people have been asking today, how can I listen? How can I watch? So I think some people didn't want to come out because of the snow. We're glad to bring you the game here if you're staying home, staying safe.
Certainly not the clean game we were looking for so far. I mean, lots of energy, lots of just bad-looking shots. I don't even know how to say it. But you know what you can say is neither – I mean, both teams are just putting up tremendous effort.
I have found over the years, especially when these couple of teams, the Delhis, the Sydneys, the Unitigos, are in the same division, as here's a shot by Miley. No, Hen with a rebound. You're going to get low-scoring battles that are just kind of maybe not pretty basketball, but hard-fought, physical type of games. Throw BG, Green, all those teams into the mix. When you get in the nitty-gritty of the MAC, this is what you get. And a jump ball now as Unitigo had it near midcourt.
I don't think anybody here right now would call this pretty basketball. But I would say it's still entertaining basketball.
It is.
As they're just playing their hearts out there.
There is James. With the inbounds pass, Unitigo has it in the green with the white trim going left to right. Madison Bertzel, chest pass, far side now, looking for Kraft in the corner. Kraft kind of had a good first 2 minutes of the game or so, and now Sydney seems to have swallowed her up on defense a little bit by just swarming her. And here's a steal by Bella West. West down the floor. Sydney's struggling on offense, but still only down 8-4 here as we start the second quarter. Here is Maya Paul. A high arcing jumper is off the mark. Rebound Sirigliano. Back out for Paul. Now to Conroy. Jumper here is off the back of the rim and a rebound for Unitigo. And Sydney just not getting clean looks. And ahead for Kraft. A good breakaway layup is good for Lizzie Kraft. Good pass there from Avery James.
It was interesting. Sirigliano decided not to contest that. I don't know if she thought she was in bad position, but she kind of let Kraft just take that right to the basket.
Unitigo 10, Sydney 4. Here's Sirigliano forcing a shot. No, Miley a rebound. Her shot won't go on the second chance, but she's fouled and will go back to the line. And Sydney's still searching for an identity on offense here this afternoon with 6:40 to go in the second quarter, trailing 10-4.
Going back to what you said about Kraft, Nate, that first play of the game, she looked really, really smooth, and it almost looked like Sydney didn't collapse on her ever since she made that really good move. Now it's like Bob Z said, every time she touches the ball, everybody go just guard her. And that's what's happening. Not Bob Z, it would be Coach Pierce.
Coach Pierce. Miley misses the first one. Second one coming for Nayla, and she hits it. So 10-5. Silver lining here for Sydney fans. They're still in this ball game. 6:35 to go in the second quarter. And here is Caitlin Henn. Pass to the interior for Kraft. Little up and under. Doesn't take the shot. Kicks one back out for Harley Bertzel. Far side, Avery James, and her bounce pass to the interior for Caitlin Henn goes awry and out of bounds back to Sydney.
if you're Sydney, you feel like this is my time to make the run here without Bailey McCoy in the game as she's sitting on the bench with two fouls. If I'm Coach Pierce, this is when I want to make my run.
Ball near midcourt. Sydney has it with Sirigliano, almost out of bounds, but she somehow saved it. Back up top for Ava. Splits two defenders, forces a shot, missed it, but is fouled. And Sydney is getting back to the line, and they're having some good opportunities here. Bailey McCoy is going to check back in with 6:15 to go in the second quarter and those two fouls. Boy, everybody's here today. We got photographers. Ricky and Jason are here. Ian Mills from Fox 40 down in Binghamton. He said he made the trek up and the roads were getting bad, but he said it was a doable trip. Sirigliano hits the first at the line.
I look directly across from us, and I see Mr. Conway with 600 wins up there actually coaching one of his players, it looks like, up there about how to break the press. I can see him right now coaching it.
Yeah, there's Jaslyn Henderson, who had a great game last night. His BG beat Harpersville, and Coach Conway got win number 600 last night in his career. Yeah, you can tell. He's up there coaching her up in the top of the bleachers there. A bunch of his team is up there and some parents, too. Love to see it. As Unitego throws it away as they brought it into their own offensive end of the floor. So Sydney still chipping away at it here, down 10-6 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Sirigliano in the backcourt. She's doing a lot of the ball handling here for Sydney in the early going. Conroy flips one across for Bales. Now back Sirigliano. Straight away, three for Ava is good. And Ava, with a big shot, cuts it to a one-point game. Unitico 10, Sydney 9, with 5:40 to go second quarter. McCoy tied up and throws it away. That defense near midcourt looking for the trap has been tough for Unitico.
Anytime Sydney can set their press up, Unitico has struggled with it. So Sirigliano makes the three. They're able to set their press up, and then Unitego struggles. So if a city could score here, you're looking probably for another pressing opportunity.
McCoy almost stole it back, but Bales just swept it away in time. Bales, left side, bounce pass Conroy. Straight away three for her, no. And a rebound here for Kraft. Gets tied up, throws it out of there, and somehow gets the outlet pass to McCoy. Long pass ahead for Harley Bertzel, left wing side. To the interior for Kraft. Little up and under, her jumper is short. Buckled off the side of the rim. Rebound Sirigliano for Sydney.
As soon as Kraft got that ball, four Sydney players went right to her.
Sabres have it. They go to Miley on the low post, and she's fouled. And the physical game continues. Miley got hammered as she caught that ball at the right low block. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. It is Unitego 10, Sydney 9.
The only time I saw Sydney play all year is when they played Norwich, and they really struggled from the foul line. I don't know how they've been shooting since that game, but it looks like to me right now that could come down to this, is who's going to make their foul shots today.
Sabres will get it in. They go to Sirigliano. And we got an illegal pick here on Conroy. Near the top of the key, she was trying to help Sirigliano get freed up. And so this will be Unitego getting the ball back. With just under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, a one-point game. Unitego 10, Sydney 9.
And here's this press again for Sydney. And they get a turnover. Nope.
McCoy fighting for her life with the ball there. It went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Spartans. And I'm telling you, you put an athlete like Michaela Bales, who's going to play college field hockey for Hartwick next year. I mean, she's just feisty out there. Unitego has it at midcourt. They try to throw it to Kraft. It went over her head. Somehow she gets it, finds Caitlin Henn, who buries it. And that was all Lizzie Kraft. Well done. And Henn with the good finish. Makes it Unitego 12, Sydney 9. 4:35 to go, second quarter. Sirigliano floating one back to Bales. Little crossover for her. Tapped away. Got it back. Throws it to Maya Paul. Her jumper left corner, no. Sirigliano scoops up the loose change and puts it in. And Sirigliano's got 6 points. And it's back to a one-point game, 12-11. With 4:15 to go in the second quarter, Tego leading by a point. Good up and under by Kraft, and she finishes.
So the last two times Unitego's went to the middle to Kraft, she's given a little move to Sirigliano. Sirigliano's went for the ball fake, and she went right around. And so Unitego's been successful the last two times.
And now a steal by Unitego as Sydney brought it down the floor. Miley lost control of it. Kraft is up to 6 points as Tego has the ball going left to right with a 14-11 lead, 3:50 to go before the halftime break. James, left side, finds Kraft, thought about a three, and instead skips the zone. Now down low for Henn. Good ball movement by Unitigo, but maybe a little too much as they throw it away over the pass, over the head, I should say, of Bailey McCoy. So 3:40 to go, second quarter. Still a little helter-skelter, but fun, entertaining basketball.
It is starting to settle down a little bit. Each team is figuring out how to handle the press somewhat, so we're going to see if this they change up their plan here.
Sydney with the ball in the backcourt. Here is Conroy. Gets to midcourt. Bullies their way through a screen, and we got a foul on Unitigo, on Lizzie Kraft.
Lizzie Kraft just kind of smiles at the referee like, are you serious right now? That was on me?
It will be interesting to see how they call this game down the stretch because it has been physical. They've kind of set the bar on how much they're going to let go, and we'll see how it goes.
So now Kraft with two and McCoy with two halfway through the second quarter. Let's watch that development.
Here's Bree Taylor with a pass down low for Miley to the interior, blocked by Kraft. And Unitigo takes it away. Back down the floor for the Spartans.
That was close to foul number three. She might have got her with the body.
Kraft to the interior. Gets tied up with Bree Taylor. Jump ball. And it's going to go back to the Sydney Sabres with 3:13 to go here in the second quarter.
I don't know if anybody else saw that play. So Kraft goes up and blocks the shot. And she actually thought she fouled her because she looked at the referee and said, please don't call that on me.
Well, she got away with it there. And now at midcourt, ball loose again, pinballing around. Somehow it gets to Sirigliano. Boy, just every inch is being fought for here out here. A shot by Bales, left side, no. And then a rebound underneath by Madison Bertzel. And every rebound, too, is just a war. James to the right side, finds Bailey McCoy. They'll flip one to Avery James. Now to Kraft, wants a three, steps back. Lizzie, no, died on the front of the rim. Miley with a rebound. Works her way out of there. That's the athleticism there of Nayla Miley. Able to clean up the glass. Ahead for Sirigliano. Steps through the defense. The floater for Ava, and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, though, with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo still leading 14-11.
Now that's three on Kraft, and that was the correct call. Sirigliano attacked her. It was a good play by Sirigliano. Went right after her, and Kraft fouled her. It was the right call. Coach Z doesn't think so, but it was.
And so Ava to the line. First shot is good for Ava. Ava, after a slow start, is up to 7 points now, and in a game like this, that's a lot.
Now you got Kraft on the bench. She's not going to come back into at least the third quarter. Can Unitigo score without her in the game? Because she's really been the only one scoring for them.
Sirigliano, 1-for-2, leaves it a 2-point game. Unitigo leads 14-12. Here's McCoy to the right side for Madison Bertzel. And floats one back across from McCoy to the interior. They try to throw back to Bertzel, well over her head and out of bounds.
This is when Sydney's going to make their run. If Sydney can handle their pressure, this is when they're going to make their run.
Timeout for Sydney. We'll take a break for 30 seconds. Unitigo leads 14-12. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back almost halftime here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, let's set the scene. 2:17 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo girls on the road here at Sydney, leading 14-12. Out of the timeout, Sydney with the ball. Conroy, far side, and she traveled. Has to be a coach's nightmare. You take that timeout, you try to set something up, and you give it right back.
I still think it was a smart timeout by Sydney because they have to change their game plan now because everything, their whole game plan has been around stopping Lizzie Kraft. Now they have to talk about what are you going to do now.
Unitigo with the ball. They'll work it into Madison Bertzel. And she's fouled up top there by Michaela Bales. Let's see how many that is on Bales with 2:08 to go in the second. Her first.
Just one. And it looks like they're going to play a 2-3 still with just pressuring on the top here by Sydney.
So McCoy will work it in. Finds Madison Bertzel. Picked up her dribble in a tough spot, but just gets it off back to McCoy. 20 on the shot clock here. Gracie Tilt into the game now, replacing Kraft with those three fouls. Avery James has it, intercepted and taken away here by Sydney. Here is Bella West, finds Nayla Miley, off the glass, no. Rebound loose on the floor, and somehow, in the land of the trees, Madison Burtzel comes away with that ball. Ahead now for McCoy, finding Avery James as we come up on 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. Madison Burtzel finding McCoy. Tight ball game here as we come up on the halftime break. They go to McCoy. Good second pass. Finds Caitlin Henn. No. Did everything but finish there on the good ball movement. Rebound for Sydney. Srigliano back across midcourt. Sydney in the white with the maroon and the red trim going right to left. They have in front of the student section, right side. Now back to the left. Michaela Bales a jumper. Not enough mustard on it. Missed the shot out of bounds. And going back to Unitigo. And both teams continue to struggle shooting the ball.
I think that they're just expending so much energy on defense that they have to be tired, and it's got to be affecting their shots. Bales looks exhausted out there, and it shows with that shot. But you can't blame her. She's playing a heck of a job on defense, doing a great job out there.
Sam Constable in now for Sydney. Coach Pierce using some fresh legs, as here is Madison Burtzel at midcourt. Unitigo trying to take their time on this possession, set it up. Harley Burtzel now back to Madison to the right side. And now to Avery James at the top of the key. Unitigo with some extra guards in there trying to figure it all out. Down low for Ivy Tice. Her jumper too strong. Another rebound for Nayla Miley. She's been tough on the glass here. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Sydney trailing 14-12. Srigliano, the jumper in the paint is good for Ava, and she's got nine. Makes it 14-14 with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Harley Burtzel, right side of the floor, a little dribble drive, tried to pass it across and went off the leg of Ava and out of bounds. So 17 seconds to go here in this second frame. Stay tuned, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Just a couple of minutes, we'll break down this first half. Harley Burtzel on the baseline, looking to get it in. Finds Madison Burtzel, wheels one back up top for Avery James. Shot clock is off. They go to Harley in the corner. Baseline drive for her. The jumper is good for Harley Burtzel. And Ava back down the floor. 3 seconds left. Wants a deep NBA range three, and it won't go. And so that is our halftime score, folks. Unitigo with the late jumper by Harley Burtzel makes it 16-14. So Unitigo leads Sydney 16-14 here at the break. Rich, your thoughts here before we head into the break.
I'm tired watching it, so I can't imagine that if I'm tired, they must be tired. Coach Pierce is working the officials as he walks off the court. Coach G's drawing up some plays. I mean, 16-14 seems like a low-scoring game, but I feel like I've just watched a war. I feel like it's been a battle. It's crazy out there.
Yeah, very physical battle here at the half. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Ava Srigliano with 9 points to lead the way for Sydney, 6 for Lizzie Kraft on the other side. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 16-14 our score here. Unitigo girls leading Sydney to start the second half here. Unitigo will have the ball. Going to be a fun and entertaining second half here in this low-scoring affair. This means a lot in the MAC, in the standings.
Wow. Thing to note right away is Lizzie Kraft's not on the floor. So they're going to start with her with three fouls on the bench. They don't trust her to start with three fouls. That's a huge development for Sydney.
We'll see if they, they're going to try to protect her here to start the second half. 16-14 our score. Unitigo with the ball. We'll see if that pays off. Here is Bailey McCoy to the left side as Unitigo now in the green with white trim going right to left. Madison Burtzel pump fakes, passes down low. Gracie Tilt with the jumper too strong. Burtzel with a rebound. Madison gets tied up there.
Madison Bertzel's been playing a heck of a tough game. She's gotten a lot of rebounds for her size, and she's a tough one out there. She's going to be a fun one to watch her develop over the years.
Yeah, jump ball, gives it back to Sydney. And now the Unitigo student section to our left is coming alive a little bit here to start the second half. Here's Nayla Miley in the corner. Works one back out. Sirigliano skips it across for Sam Constable. She tried to go right back and threw it away. A lot of errant passes here. 7:20 to go here in this third quarter. 16-14 our score. Unitigo leading by two. This is one of those games that looks destined to end in the high 20s and low 30s. There's Harley Bertzel. Breaks the defense. And will now go to Bailey McCoy to the left side for Gracie Tilt. Back up top, Madison Bertzel directing traffic here. Unitigo trying to be patient. 10 on the shot clock. They go to Caitlin Henn. Back for Madison Bertzel. Wants a three. Gets around. Has some space. Fires and hits. Big three there from Madison Bertzel. Her first bucket.
She's been playing a good game, though, defensively, and if she gets going for Unitigo, that'll be great for the Spartans.
Unitigo now leads 19-14. A kick here by Unitigo will stop the clock with 6:43 to go in the third.
One thing to note about the Sydney defense as well is with Lizzie Kraft out of the game, they've elected to play man-to-man, so that's going to open it up for a few open shots, and Bertzel hit it on the last one.
And so Sydney will have the ball to the right of the basket here as they are in the white with the maroon and gray trim going left to right.
And Unitigo is showing a 2-3 zone here, so nothing's really changed for the Spartans.
Yeah, really pretty much everything the same except not having Lizzie on the floor to start the second half. Sydney will inbound to Ava Sirigliano. Top of the key, steps in, jumper for her, cannot get the roll to go. Rebound for Harley Bertzel. Ava did everything but finish there. But a strip by Michaela Bales, then taken right back by Harley Bertzel. And here comes Unitigo. She shovels one ahead now for Gracie Tilt. Back to Madison Bertzel. Now to Bailey McCoy. Loads up a three left side, left it short. Gets her own rebound and bounces back out. Now to Madison Bertzel. Thought about that three. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Bertzel looking for some options, directing traffic. Bailey comes off a screen. They get it to her left side. To the high post, now back out for Harley Bertzel. Her jumper hit the rim twice. No, Caitlin Henn, the rebound. That also won't go down. Out of bounds and going back to Sydney. Two good looks for the Spartans. They won't fall.
I think as Bertzel gets older, she's going to take that shot. She gets a little bit more confidence. But, man, Madison Bertzel's been playing a great defensive game. She's providing a lot of energy for the Spartans.
All right, 6 minutes to go in the third. Unitigo girls lead 19-14. Conroy has it knocked out of her hands there by Harley Bertzel. And it will stay here with Sydney. Hope everybody's staying safe out there with some winter weather joining us here today. Really for one of the first times this year. Sirigliano with jumper on the baseline, a long two for Ava. She's got 11. Makes it 19-16. Ava Ice, as they call her. Ball knocked out of bounds by Sydney. It will stay with Unitigo.
Whenever Sydney gets a basket, they have time to set up their press, and here it is. And they are tough when they get that press. Unitigo's been struggling to get the ball over half court all game.
Yeah, that's the thing. They just haven't been able to set it up that much. Bailey McCoy breaks the press this time. Passes one ahead for Gracie Tilt, and we will have a foul against Sydney.
That's actually a really good foul because if she doesn't foul her there, they get a wide open layup. That's a great foul. You don't want every basket right now is a big basket in this type of game, so that's actually a pretty smart foul.
And so this will be Unitigo on the baseline here. Madison Bertzel looking to pass it in. She does find Harley Bertzel, blocked by Sirigliano. Ball bouncing around. Unitigo will pull it back out. Gracie Tilt will set it up with 5:25 to go in the third. Unitigo leads 19-16. A jumper from Bertzel, no. Madison trying to get her own rebound. It's loose on the floor. We got a jump ball, which will keep it with the Spartans.
How many times have you heard someone say, foul your own shot? You don't have to tell Madison Bertzel that. As soon as she let it go, she was chasing. She's a fun player to watch. She's got a lot of energy, very good athletic ability as well.
Unitigo doing the inbounding in front of their own bench here, and they get it into Bertzel. Now back into the corner. A shot here is too strong. Rebound for Madison Birdsell. Puts it up off the glass. No. Another rebound for Unitigo. They keep the possession alive with a fresh shot clock. Into the corner now. No. Rattled in and out again. Caitlin Henn, finally on the fourth chance, is able to put it down. Henn now with 4 points. Makes it 21-16. Unitigo on top with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Srigliano, left side, pulls it back out. Floats one for Michaela Bales. Loads up a three. Bounces off the side of the rim. A rebound for Henn. Good-looking rebound for her. Here comes Birdsell. Across the Sydney S at midcourt. Birdsell, a little stutter step. Hands it off into the breadbasket there of Madison Birdsell and Conroy with a foul. Trying to reach in and steal it away. Every time Sydney gets it back down to two, Rich, it seems like Unitigo's had the answer. And now Sydney's going to take a timeout. 4.5 to go in the third. Unitigo 21. And Sydney 16 will be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
4.5 to go in the third quarter. Nate Lowe, Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Unitigo with the ball. Out of the timeout here with Madison Birdsell.
I know this sounds crazy, Nate, but Unitigo's probably happy. They've actually extended their lead since Kraft's been on the bench here. So Bob Z's probably happy and just going to keep riding it out here with this team.
Yeah, they're just buying time for her.
They absolutely are.
That'll be great when she comes back in if you're a Spartans fan. Here's Bailey McCoy. Hands one off, finds Madison Birdsell. Long two. Oh, it was halfway down and popped out. Harley Birdsell with the rebound. Her shot won't go. And finally, Michaela Bales with the rebound. Despite being undersized right now, Unitigo rebounding very well. Ahead for Nayla Miley. Her jumper hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. And Caitlin Henn scoops in again for a rebound. Outlet pass ahead now for Bailey McCoy. Finds Madison Birdsell in front of the Unitigo bench, left side, as Unitigo goes right to left. Pulls it back out. Now to Harley. Unitigo taking some time on offense here. Finding Madison Birdsell. 10 on the shot clock. Now to Bailey McCoy. They've just kind of taken the air out of the ball here, Rich. Inside, Harley Birdsell, the jumper, no. Rebound, out of bounds. It's going to stay with Unitigo.
It's that classic weave up on the top that you see a lot of teams do to actually waste time. It's almost like Unitigo is using that weave to get exactly the shot they want. To me, it looks like they're doing two passes, two weaves with the Birdsell girls, and then they get Bailey McCoy going down left-handed into the lane, and then she kind of makes the decision of where to go from there.
3.5 to go in the third. Unitigo girls leading 21-16. A long conference here between the two officials. Unitigo fans wanted a foul on the rebound. The ball went out of bounds. They said it was going to stay with the Spartans.
The big thing here is what happens to the shot clock. If there's no foul there, there should have been a shot clock violation.
Right.
So I don't know how you can justify resetting the shot clock here if you're Sydney.
Well, they put 1 second
okay
on the shot clock.
So I'm right. They put 1 second on the shot clock. No foul call, so there's no shot clock reset. That's actually a good call by the officials.
So Unitigo is pretty much just going to have to get it in, catch and shoot. McCoy doing the inbounding. Coach Z kind of pleading his case here a little bit.
Yeah, but the referees made the right call.
Unitigo gets it in and stolen by Sydney. Conroy got her mitts on it. And an outlet pass to Srigliano. Sydney desperately in need of a bucket. Michaela Bales for three. Yes!
That's a big shot for Bales.
Michaela Bales, her first bucket of the game is a three. Makes it 21-19 with 3:15 to go in the third.
Coach Pierce is upset that he wanted the press back in after that three, but they just dropped it back to the 2-3 zone.
all the excitement. And now another steal, this one by Maya Paul. Gets it to Serigliano, and this could be a huge swing here for Sidney. Lizzie Kraft still on the bench. Here's Conroy for three. Yes! Back-to-back threes. And a timeout is taken.
He will like those two results, though. Sometimes as a coach, you just let your players play, and he did that.
I see what happened here. The officials thought that Coach Pierce was calling a timeout. Coach Pierce was just saying, I want our girls to get in the press. So he went sprinting down the floor to try to get the attention of the girls. And the official just came over the table and said, that's my fault.
So now what does Unitigo do? This might be Sydney's first lead of the game. Do they get Kraft back in here? Does not appear so. So they're going to have a full court press by Sydney.
22-21. Sydney on top by one for the first time. And their student section is back alive. Here's Madison Burtzel across half court, setting it up as Unitigo goes right to left. Madison Burtzel steps in and is hammered as she takes the shot from the right elbow. Missed the shot, but will head to the line.
This is really interesting for Unitigo, right? Because now if Kraft goes back into the game, she hasn't played in probably a quarter at least. And if you're talking real time, she might not have played in the last 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's almost like she's going to have to get warmed back up when she goes back in. It's going to be an interesting strategy of how long they leave her on the bench. And here she comes, right on cue.
Kraft going back in. So she sat from late in the second quarter until late in the third quarter, including the halftime break.
So she might not have played anything in the last 45 minutes of real time.
Unitigo gets in. They immediately go to Lizzie. Her jumper is short. Looked like, you know, just kind of not into the flow yet. But still had to take that shot. Was wide open, but just missed it. 2.5 to go in the third. It's 22-21. Sydney on top by a point. Sydney might have gotten away with a travel there. They missed the shot. Kraft with a rebound.
So now if you're Unitigo, you kind of want to get Kraft a good, easy basket here. Maybe underneath the basket. Good look here.
Madison Burtzel up top being hounded by Conroy and a foul on the reach-in. Boy, Rich, this feels like it's just going to come right down to the wire.
My guess here is going to be the weave play for Unitigo. Bailey McCoy going down the lane, maybe looking for Kraft down low to get her an easy basket. That's what I'm looking for, and that's look like they might be setting it up.
Madison Burtzel gets it in. Avery James is going to check back in at the next whistle for Unitigo. Madison Burtzel tries a little give and go here with Kraft. It gets intercepted and taken away by Serigliano. Here's Ava down the left side of the floor. Splits two defenders and cannot finish. Nice little Euro step, but Miley is there. Puts it up and in. And it's 24-21. Sydney on top by three. Now a steal by Ava at midcourt. She's all alone for the layup and scores. And Ava's got 13. No timeout for Unitigo. They're going to roll the dice. Sydney leads 26-21, their biggest lead of the afternoon.
Unitigo's just really struggling with the pressure of Sydney. They need to settle down and get a good-looking shot here.
Ball tapped away, but Burtzel sweeps in and grabs it. Harley near midcourt. And she goes to the near side for Madison Burtzel for a long two. No, missed it. Sydney wanted a push-off there, and they won't get it. Miley is down with 1:11 to go in the third.
She went right down. It looked like it was a non-contact injury.
So Nayla Miley down on the floor here, didn't see anything. Coach Pierce out to see her. So we'll step away here. Nayla Miley on the floor here. We'll hope that she's okay.
I think it might be an ankle injury. She does have an ankle brace on. It looks like she's, oh no.
She's grabbing at the back of the knee.
Grabbing the back of the knee, yep.
But let's wait. Don't want to say anything yet. So 1:11 to go in the third, 26-21. Sydney on top. We'll take a break and be right back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back, Coach Pierce and Coach Serigliano helping Nayla off the floor. She seems to be walking gingerly, but who knows?
She didn't seem to have a lot of pain, just maybe a little tweak or something, and she was starting to put pressure on it as she's walking off the court. So maybe she'll come back, and you don't know.
We'll hope that she's okay.
Doesn't look anything too major.
Kind of just, I think, almost knocked the wind out of her, too, a little bit as she sat on the floor there for a minute. Bree Taylor checks in for Nayla. Gets a shot, missed it. Conroy with a big rebound back out to Sirigliano, who's got a game-high 13 so far. We're under a minute to go in the third. They're going to get some ice here for Nayla as well. Ava Sirigliano at the top of the key. Goes back to Michaela Bales. Another three for Michaela. No. Just rattles in and out. And Kraft with a rebound for Unitigo. In the backcourt, now they go to Harley Wurzel. Across midcourt, left side. 38 seconds to go here in the third. And here is Madison Wurzel looking for some options. They go to Kraft. Unitigo in desperate need of a bucket. They find Madison Wurzel in the left corner. Back out Kraft. Little shimmy into the paint, jumper off the side of the rim, no, and Sirigliano another big rebound. 20 seconds to go here in the third, and Ava comes across midcourt as Sidney goes left to right. Floats one for Bales. Shot clock is off. Sidney can take their time, and Ava wants to do that, pumps the brakes. Now to Conroy, 7 seconds. They go inside for Bree Taylor. Good post-up move, missed the shot, though. Rebound Unitigo. They're not going to be able to get a shot off in time. Wurzel with a heave from half court, but it's too late. Three quarters in the books. It's Sidney girls jumping ahead 26-21 over Unitigo. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sidney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. We start the fourth quarter, a low-scoring slugfest here this afternoon in Sidney with our score, Sidney 26 and Unitigo 21.
One thing that I noticed, Nate, since halftime, is Sirigliano has kind of been very calm, cool, and collected. She's kind of controlling the game for Sidney, and if you notice, she is just not making very many mistakes right now, very crisp passes, and I think it's shown with that little run with Sidney. She has just controlled the game on the very top, very quietly, very nonchalantly.
Here we go. The next 8 minutes will decide this contest here, which is huge in the division. A shot there from Maya Paul is missed, and a rebound for Lizzie Kraft underneath. Ahead now for Bailey McCoy, 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo with the ball. They go inside for Wurzel. Back out now. For Madison Wurzel, Avery James, a three, no, off the back of the rim. Conroy, a rebound. Madison Wurzel sweeping in, and we get a jump ball, and it stays with Unitigo. Hustle play, another one there for Madison Wurzel. She's been great.
If the ball is loose, if the ball is brought down, Madison Wurzel is on it. She's going to be a fun one to watch over the years. What grade is she in, Nate?
11th.
Oh, 11th grade. Okay, I thought she was a little younger.
I'll double-check myself, but yeah, 11th grade. But really starting to come into her own this season, I feel like. Harley Wurzel finds Madison for a long two. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound loose, comes to Avery James. Back out, Bailey McCoy steps in for a three. Bailey's shot is too strong. And then out of bounds, going back to Sidney. Two good looks, especially Bailey's, but they won't fall.
I feel like Unitigo's playing a little bit more helter-skelter, a little bit more frantically, while Sidney here is calmed down a little bit and finding better shots.
Right side here for Ava Sirigliano as Sidney goes left to right. They're in the white with the maroon trim here, and another shot from Ava, and she nails it. She gets that little step through. It's tough to stop, and Ava's got 15. It's 28-21. Lizzie Kraft trying to answer, and she's fouled on the right low block.
You nailed it. Sirigliano's got that little kind of jump through the lane, and she does almost like a little runner. It's fun to watch. She's mastered that play, mastered that shot, and here comes the young lady that just got hurt. She's back in.
Here is Nayla Miley limping a little bit, but she is back in the game for Maya Paul. That's good to see. You want to You want to see that. You hope for that, at least. Good to see Nayla back in. Of course, if you know the Miley family, great athletes here in Sydney. Oh, okay. I chuckle because they're tough. They're as tough as they come.
It looked bad, and then when she kind of came off, we were like, okay, maybe not as bad as we thought.
Here is Bailey McCoy. A shot from the corner won't go. Nayla with a rebound and a jump ball, this time going back to Sydney. Yeah, the Miley family, big in the state championship years here for Sydney basketball in the late 90s, early 2000s. Just a really strong athletic family. Boy, Sydney might have gotten away with a travel, or maybe Unitigo with a foul there. I think he could have called it either way. They try to go inside for Bree Taylor, taken away by Lizzie Kraft. Outlet pass for Bailey McCoy as Sydney leads 28-21 with 6.5 to go in the fourth. Tego in desperate need of a bucket here.
I was just going to say that. It almost gives the feel like they have to score here.
Kraft with a little shimmy, takes it down low, up and under, can't get it to go, but is fouled. And Lizzie's trying to put this team on her back and heads back to the charity stripe.
Points are at a premium here. You need to make the foul shot. You kind of wonder, is a 7-point lead too insurmountable at this point? I can't imagine we would ever have thought that going into the game. Well, 7 points seems like a lot right now.
Still a lot of time left. Unitigo has the horses, but can they mount a comeback here? Lizzie's first shot is in and out at the line, and foul shooting has killed both of these teams today.
Neither team really not getting in a flow for the game, and again, showing at the foul line as well.
Lizzie stepping in for number two. And she hits it. So Lizzie Kraft now up to 7 points. She's well below her season average, but she's trying to get this team back in. I'm sure she'd rather have the win than the points. Ava with another step through. Missed the shot. Rebound is scooped up by Unitigo. And then a foul underneath as Avery James got tied up. With 6:05 to go here in the fourth in a 28-22 game. Looks like Avery James might have got...
Yeah, she got hit in the face.
Hit in the face there on that rebound opportunity, trying to shake it off the best she can.
Kind of maybe got popped in the upper lip or nose area. She certainly did, and she's just trying to work through it.
Unitigo back down the floor here with Lizzie Kraft. Now for Harley Bertzel. Baseline drive and just missed it. Did everything there but finish. It was a good look. Outlet pass for Sydney. Ava diving out of bounds to save it. Threw it back. Miley goes diving out of bounds, and neither of them could get there. And so Unitigo will get it back again.
I think Harley Bertzel thought that Ava Sirigliano was going to go up and contest that, and then Sirigliano just stayed on the ground, and Bertzel was kind of shocked when she went up, and she kind of just went a little too hard to the basket.
Bree Taylor back to the bench. And Maya Paul back in for Sydney. Coach Pierce trying to find the rotation that will work down the stretch here. Unitigo gets it in. Avery James straight away. Three, no. Just a bit too strong. Chasing down her own rebound. Somehow Unitigo gets it. Bailey McCoy puts it up. That won't go either. And then a foul on Unitigo as Maya Paul ripped that board down. And it's going to be on Kraft, Rich.
That's interesting. That's, again, another game changer, but Coach Z almost has to roll the dice with four fouls here with Kraft. Yeah, he kind of just shrugged and said, I got to have to go with her. He just said that to his assistant coach.
Four fouls and still 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lizzie's going to have to be careful. Here is Sydney with a shot. Bella West, no. Maya Paul, the rebound. That opportunity also won't go down. And Lizzie comes away with the loose change. Sydney with a point blank look and now a steal at midcourt. Boy, in the game, a hot potato continues here. Here's Sirigliano, steps through, and a traveling violation on Ava.
I've been really impressed with Bales today, Nate. I haven't really noticed her much in the other games that I've called with you, but she's really athletic, and she's made it really tough for the guards of Unitigo. You would have thought kind of coming into the game, you know, you have Bailey McCoy and all that, but Bales has played a really good game for Sydney. She might be, you know, defensively your MVP as we talk at the end here.
All right, we'll take a break. A timeout on the floor. 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney girls leading Unitigo 28-22. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call
call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
5:15 to go in the fourth, 28-22 our score. Sydney on top in what has been a tough, hard-fought, physical MAC battle here this afternoon. Unitigo gets it in. Here is Lizzie Kraft up the right side of the floor. Lost control of it. Ball is loose. A lot of contact there. Unitigo gets it back. Here's Madison Burtzel. Finds Kraft. Nice move into the paint. Her shot too strong. Trying to fight to get it back. Ball on the floor, and Bales comes away with it here. Michaela Bales down the right side of the floor. Scoops one for Sirigliano. Ava okay with taking her time. Ava steps in. Tried to pass one down low for Miley. Ball gets tipped away. And Unitigo with a steal. Harley Burtzel throws it off the leg now of Sirigliano on the outlet. And we'll have a whistle. And that right there, I think, encapsulates this game, Rich. There's just been no flow at all. It's not like get out and go. It's just been you got to fight for every inch.
And that one really wasn't a kick. They just kind of threw it off of Sirigliano, and it looked like a kick there, but really wasn't a kick. But it's really the helter-skelterness of both defenses that have really caused this game.
Here is Burtzel. Maybe you can chalk it up to real good D today and just both teams having guards and bigs that really match up well with each other.
I think they both worked really, really, really hard, and they both want to win this game really, really badly, and they've just exerted a lot of energy, and I think that's really most of it right there.
Unitigo gets it in to Bailey McCoy. Unitigo in the green with white trim goes right to left. Madison Burtzel straightaway three. That would be huge. It won't go. The bank is closed. Rebound Sirigliano. Tied up again. And Burtzel on the floor laying out for that one. You got to give it to Madison Burtzel.
I love watching her play. That was almost like a wrestling move. She just jumped on top of Sirigliano for the ball.
4:20 to go in the fourth. Sydney girls still on top, 28-22. All right, here is Kraft into the paint. Fade away for Lizzie here off the front of the rim. It won't go. Rebound for Nayla Miley. Miley streaking back down the left side of the floor now for Sydney. To Ava Sirigliano with 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Ava steps up for three and hits it. And Ava's got 18.
That's a big shot, and that was a breakdown on Unitigo's defense. Both girls were pointing who's guarding her, and it was too late.
Here's Kraft trying to float a pass through to Hen, and it wasn't there, and it flies out of bounds. 3:50 to go in the fourth, and Unitigo might lose their fourth straight unless they can get a comeback going here. Timeout taken by Coach Z. Sydney leads 31-22. 3:50 left. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell, Rich Turnbull with you here this afternoon. And Jim Tomeo is our producer down on Main Street in the WCDO studios. If you're looking for weather updates later, we'll have them for you all on WCDO. It's your home for local weather, news, sports, you name it. We got it for you. And appreciate everybody listening as well on WCDOsports.com. Brought to you by SFCU or over in Rich's neck of the woods, 92-3 in Norwich.
In a game that's been very, very back and forth, almost crazy feel to it, Sirigliano is the one from Sydney that has played with a lot of composure, gotten the shots that she's wanted, and she's really just kind of taken over the game. Unitigo, so coming out of the timeout, looks a little bit defeated here. This game might be out of reach at 9 points.
Ava with a long pass ahead, but Caitlin Henn knocks it away. Miley somehow chases it back down. Miley on the baseline, tries to go to Paul. It's taken away. Boy, and the pinball game continues, and Unitigo comes out of the fray with the ball. They still have some time here, but they need somebody to step up with a bucket. And there's Bales knocking that ball out of bounds. Three and a half to go.
Bales, again, just not making anything easy for these guards for Unitigo.
And so Unitigo will look to get it in. They go to Bailey McCoy in front of the scorer's table. Now in front of the Unitigo bench on the left side. Madison Bertzel looking for some options here. And knocked away there by Bales, but we'll have a foul. But she just makes everything really tough. She's trying to take away that little handoff on the weave we've been talking about.
She's a good player. She's a good, smart player. She plays really, really good defense, athletic. Is she the one you said is going to play Division I field hockey?
No, just, I mean, D3.
Oh, D3 field hockey. I mean, still a good college athlete.
Going to Hartwick. And I know a lot of schools really like her. Strong, very good field hockey player. Here is Unitigo with the ball. Kraft steps up, and the bank is open for Lizzie. She puts it in. Lizzie's up to 9. Makes it 31-24 with exactly 3 minutes to go. Chance of defense from the Unitigo stands.
Unitigo switched to man-to-man. They're going to have Bertzel on Sirigliano with a deep three.
Deep three for Sirigliano. NBA range.
Oh, boy.
21 for Ava Ice. And that might have been the nail in the coffin, making it 34-24. Here's Caitlin Henn with a jumper. Not so fast, she says. Henn's got 6 points. Makes it 34-26. 2.5 left. Boy, that three was deep for Ava. Passes to Michaela Bales. Long two for Bales, and she hits it. Bales has got 5 points. Makes it 36-26. 2:15 to go. Bailey McCoy. Right side, steps through the defense. What a great pass by Bailey to Madison Bertzel. Missed it, but she's fouled. Threading the needle there was Bailey McCoy.
Just to the casual observer out here, if you look right now, everybody looks exhausted except one player, Sirigliano.
Right.
Everybody else looks extremely tired. And either she's hiding it well or she is just playing at a different level right now.
She really does look just calm, cool, collected. You know, this is kind of her element here. Madison Bertzel hits the first shot at the line.
I saw her play a few years ago covering Gambia. She impressed me then. She might be more impressive now to me because she has just taken over this crazy game, and she has just put the team on her back.
Bertzel misses the second shot. Miley with a rebound. Makes it 36-27. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Bales is fouled near midcourt by Madison Bertzel. Sydney in control with 2 minutes left. But Unitigo won't go quietly. Timeout is taken here by Coach Pierce. With 2:02 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 36-27. Sydney on top of Unitigo girls. We'll be back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:02 to go in the fourth. It's 36-27. Sydney girls on top, trying to come up with a big win here in MAC play. Sydney's used to these games. You know, you were talking about that Norwich game earlier. That Sydney-Norwich game went to overtime, maybe even double OT, and was just kind of a scatterbrain type of game. As now Sydney throws it away.
I'm just really impressed with Sirigliano. It's almost like she's just going nonchalant, doing my thing. She's over here talking to people in the stands.
Ava, as Sydney steals it back now, Ava just has that. You know, they often say that, you know, the great ones, the pressure doesn't get to them. She's kind of like that. Doesn't matter the sport, field hockey, softball, just the big moment, she kind of just has a smile on. And now a steal near midcourt, but we got a jump ball as Burtzel tried to take it away. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Sydney with 1:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Srigliano will do the inbounding right by the Sydney bench. Ava looking to get it in, and it's tapped away by Burtzel. Madison Burtzel with a steal. She won't go quietly. Taken back, though, by Bales. They're both on the floor for it. And now Lizzie Kraft will pull it down. 1:25 left. Kraft to the interior. Tries to go up and under and had nowhere to go. Great defense there by Ava. Srigliano across midcourt wants to slow things down. Chest pass to the right side and a long jumper here for Sydney for Bella West is no good. And McCoy gets the rebound for Unitigo. McCoy, left side, gives it to Kraft. Kraft is going to try to take it right to the teeth of the defense, and it's a charge. Ava planted her feet, and Lizzie with the contact. And that's a tough one there for Unitigo.
That one looked like it hurt Srigliano, too. She might have taken it right to the gut. She didn't like it, but she definitely enjoyed Kraft getting five fouls there.
Yep, so that's a tough one for Lizzie after a solid start. Lizzie now with five fouls will foul out with 9 points. Her average is right around 19. But Sydney just doing the job here. And Lizzie had to sit for half this game because of foul trouble.
I don't understand how long the referee has to tell Unitigo that Kraft's got five fouls.
Coach Z and the officials having a long chat here.
Oh, and we got some people up in the stands that don't like the call.
Avery James will come in, and Lizzie Kraft really worked hard, but we'll have to finish her afternoon here. This has been a tough stretch for Unitigo.
Now someone's yelling at me like I care.
1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 36-27, and they'll pass it in, a long pass here to Nayla Miley, and she's fouled with 57 seconds left. What was the call here? Okay, Nayla is going to go to the line. A 36-27 game.
Why is everybody starting to yell all of a sudden, Nate? What's going on here? Haven't they noticed there's been a game going on for the last hour here?
Good old-fashioned Sydney-Unitigo rivalry here as Miley to the line. First one is good. Miley's got five. Good to see her come back after that injury. Get back in this game, and she goes 1-for-2 at the line. A big rebound here for McCoy. And it's 37-27. McCoy passes one down to Caitlin Henn. Her shot won't go, and a rebound underneath by Bella West. We've got a jump ball. We'll keep it with the Spartans. 47 seconds left. So a tough one here for Unitigo. The offense just not there in the second half. Three ball in the corner here for Madison Burtzel won't go. Bailey McCoy gets the rebound. Takes it into the paint, back out. Madison Burtzel pump fake, steps in, long two, missed it. Rebound Maya Paul. And an outlet pass is tapped away by Burtzel, but somehow Srigliano got a piece of it and will dribble down the floor before she's fouled with 28 seconds left. And so this will send Srigliano to the line as that'll be the fifth foul on Unitigo as a team. So Srigliano with 21 here this afternoon.
So now this puts Sydney at the top of the standings, correct, Nate, of the MAC?
I have to look at it again, but yes, I believe so, because this will be 22 for Ava, because they don't have a loss in the league yet. Delhi does have the one league loss.
You definitely had the feel today, Nate, that Sydney had the best player, and they just were the better team with Srigliano.
Maya Paul with the rebound off the second miss there from Srigliano, and now Maya will head to the line. So Srigliano with 22. And so Maya Paul will head to the line. Emily Russo checking in now for Sydney. Bella West to the bench in a 38-27 ball game. 27 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And Maya Paul looking for her first points. Hits the first.
Real smooth at the foul line.
So makes it 39-27. And a second one coming here for Maya Paul. Hits it. And a timeout will be taken by Sydney with 27 seconds left. Fourth quarter. Sydney leads 40-27. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
27 seconds left here. Sydney girls leading 40-27 against visiting Unitigo in a hard-fought battle by both sides. Unitigo will have the ball here with Bailey McCoy. Sydney showing some full-court pressure. Coach Pierce wanted to set that timeout up so that he could get his defense ready. And Unitigo will try to break the press and Bales with a steal from behind, but they whistle her for the foul with 24 seconds left. And so Bailey McCoy, actually no, this is going to be a shooting foul here. Both teams at the five-foul limit. So Madison Berthold to the line. Stay tuned, we'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. As Madison Berthold settles in for her first shot at the line. And it's good. 5 points now for Madison Berthold, who's played an absolutely scrappy game here this afternoon. Berthold settles in. Second shot for her is good. 6 points for Madison. Makes it 40-29. And Sydney trying to take it down the floor with Bales, and she's fouled by Harley Berthold. And so Bales will have a chance at the line. This could be a big win here for Sydney in the league standings and an equally hurtful loss here for Unitigo in the division standings, as it's going to be a real tight battle the rest of the way.
A lot of discussions going on here from referees and coaches and players here in the last minute. It's kind of been one of these hard-fought games, and all of a sudden now we want to have conversations to control it a little bit.
It is weird, the official having a long chat there with Harley Berthold over on the far side.
And
not exactly sure why.
And rightfully so. Coach Z wants to know what the heck's going on here.
22 seconds left here. Bales to the line. Misses the first shot. And the second one coming.
You have to expect these type of things to happen in a game that's been so physical, so kind of crazy, and it's going to happen, these type of things.
Bales' second shot is good. So Bales now with 6 points, makes it 41-29. Back down the floor here, Bailey McCoy lets one go from three, left it short. Harley Berthold the rebound, no. Ava Sirigliano with a rebound, and she got fouled. And the physical play continues there with 13 seconds left.
Yeah, Sirigliano just got pulled down. Just got hit hard.
41-29. And Sirigliano's going to go to the line.
At this stage of the game, you just don't want anybody to get hurt. I'm not saying anybody's playing maliciously out there, but just play under control. You got 13 seconds left. Get out of this game clean here.
Yep, for both sides.
Yes, absolutely.
Sirigliano can't get the first shot to go. Second one coming here for Ava. 14 seconds left. And second one is good. 23 now for Ava. Makes it 42-29 with 10 seconds left. Berthold down the floor. Back out. Harley finds Madison. Deep three for Madison is good. Madison Berthold hits that, giving her 9 points. 5 seconds left. Sydney will get it in. They go to Sirigliano. And a foul with 2 seconds left. And Unitigo will not go quietly here with their score 42-32.
I think it's just the way they've been trained and the way they've played is you just never give up. You just never, ever give up. And kudos to them. They're playing hard still.
I think a frustrating loss here for Unitigo is Sirigliano can't get the first one to go. Still a lot of season left for both of these teams, so you never know. in the division that's going to continue to just be a battle back and forth. 24 for Sirigliano. She hits the second one, and that's going to do it. 43. Here's a half-court heave for Unitigo. No good. 43-32. Student section. Love you guys. Thank you. All right, we'll take a break. 43-32. Sidney girls defeat Unitigo. We'll be back with the postgame show here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sidney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time, folks. Sidney girls defeating Unitigo 43-32 for a Big Mac victory here at home. Let's go through our scoring summary first for Sidney. Game high 24 points for Ava Sirigliano, followed by 6 points from Michaela Bales, 5 from Nayla Miley, 4 from Bella Conroy, 2 apiece for Bree Taylor and for Maya Paul. Other side for Unitigo, pretty balanced. 9 points for Lizzie Kraft, 9 for Madison Burtzel, 6 for Caitlin Henn, 4 for Harley Burtzel, 2 apiece for Avery James and Bailey McCoy. So the difference today, Sirigliano putting up the big 24. That was huge for her. And, you know, they made that little run in the second half where Sirigliano made a 3, Bales made a 3, Conroy made a 3, and that was a tough hole for Unitigo to dig out of.
It might be one of those cases where Sirigliano said, this is my time to shine, maybe being the top, you know, player in the MAC, and I want to show myself as a top player in the MAC, and she certainly did that today.
Yeah, that was this was a defining moment here, I would say, for Sirigliano and for Sidney, you know, kind of just saying, okay, all right, we're going to put our stamp on this game, and they did.
I always forget the young lady's name that played here last year, but Sirigliano always kind of played in her shadows a little bit.
Emma Simmons, yeah.
Emma Simmons, right. So now maybe this is the time where he's like, all right, this is my team now. I'm going to take over, and I'm going to beat one of the better teams in the MAC. And she did. She certainly did. She played well, and she played a real, real good second half.
All right, let's get into our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I think this is an easy one. Ava Sirigliano, the game-high 24, put her team on her back. Big one for Ava. She gets the offense award.
Yeah, again, just kind of the one player on the court playing with composure in the second half. Didn't let the pressure get to her, and she played a heck of a game and hopefully has a great rest of the season and, you know, a good long run into sectionals.
My next two awards, the defense and the all-purpose, I thought both players you could give this to either. So just think about that as we give these out here. But first is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito, Jeff Gresham, cheer on our local high school basketball teams on CDO. I would like to go with Madison Burtzel for this one. 9 points, but her defense, tenacious, on the ground, chasing people around. I just thought she deserved some kind of award for today's effort.
Well, she was everywhere, and she gave every bit of energy that she had. She's probably got about 84 burns. She's... she was everywhere, and she does deserve something. She gave it everything that she had, and kudos to her. She played a good game and hit a couple big shots there at the end, too, to keep the Spartans close.
All right, lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Michaela Bales for Sydney did it for me, 6 points, hit that huge three, which helped in the run. But as we said throughout the broadcast, hustling, great defense, chasing people around, making life tough for those Unitego guards.
Out of all the games I've ever watched Sydney play, I've never really noticed her that much, and I certainly noticed her today. She put a lot of pressure on it, and really the thing for me is she didn't make it easy for Bailey McCoy. I thought Bailey McCoy is one of the better players I've seen in the MAC over the last couple of years, and really Bales just shut her down and took her game away. And you're right, that three at the end really kind of just nailed it and really just made the game for Sydney. And kudos, I thought she played a heck of a game. I completely agree.
Yeah, big win here for Sydney. Again, they win 43-32, and so we'll talk to you soon, sir. Talk to you soon. Everybody loves to come over and say goodbye to us as they're heading out of town here, so we always appreciate that. But a lot of familiar faces in here today. Great to see the big crowd. Hope everybody gets home safe as the big storm is coming in here, or so they say, and we'll see what we get over the next 24 hours or so. But, Rich, thanks for coming.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm going to go over the hill and head back to Norwich, but anytime I can watch Unitego and Sydney play on the girls' side, I love watching both teams play. Coach Pierce does a good job. Coach Z does a good job. I would imagine we're going to see them again probably at MAC championship time. So
yeah, this will be fun down the road to see how it shakes out with the division, to see which representative from this division gets onto the MAC championship, if there'll be any tiebreaker games as we ran into last year. You know, we'll see. It'll definitely be interesting. So also a big thank you to Jim Tomeo, also to Craig Stevens back in our studios down on Main Street here in Sydney. Again, for Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. Final score, Sydney girls win 43-32 over Unitego. We'll see you next week on WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love as the days get longer? Will you follow me? Never let me go. Let's keep dreaming, dreaming as the sun goes down. Stars are dancing.